Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Scottish Parliament votes down fox hunting. Hunting with hounds is now all but banned in Scotland. The Scottish Parliament voted 83-36 to ban hunting with hounds. There are some loopholes in the Act. For example, hunts that muzzle their hounds and kill no animals could still theoretically go out. The Scottish Executive or Parliament voted to ban the sport in which riders on horseback chase foxes across fields accompanied by packs of hounds. The ban should begin before the next hunting season starts in September. The issue has pitted the hunting lobby against animal rights groups who want the sport to be banned outright throughout Britain. Last week, the British government shied away from a full ban on fox hunting, announcing a further period of consultation and signaling it wanted a compromise acceptable to both sides. Scottish fox hunters vow to fight the ban at their last hunt. Scottish fox hunters gathered for the last hunt of the season, knowing they could be riding into history after the Scottish Parliament voted to ban the centuries-old sport. More than 150 felt-coated riders gathered at Bowhill Estate near Selkirk in the Scottish Borders region for the traditional end-of-season bucolic hunt, vowing to fight the ban through the courts and save the sport for future generations. Today we have seen the last hunt of the season in Scotland, but we will do everything in our power to ensure hunting will be able to continue next season, bucolic hunt chairman Alan Murray said. Murray, also director of the Scottish Countryside Alliance, said a challenge was being prepared on the basis that the ban contravened the European Convention on Human Rights. The Duke of Buccleuch told the hunt supporters the ban would shatter the lives of many country people associated with hunting who lived in areas with few alternative jobs. He urged supporters that the hunt to use every legal way to challenge the proposed ban. This is Ettrick Forest, where people have hunted for 600 years. This may be the end-of-season hunt, but the real battle will be in the law courts and is yet to begin. No one spoke up for the thousands of harried foxes endangered every year the hunts continue. We thank the Reuters News Service for this story. Germany seizes Amazonian mahogany shipment. The German government said it has seized a shipment of Amazonian mahogany because it has suspicions the timber had been logged illegally. A spokesperson for the German Environment Minister, Jürgen Tritten, said the cargo was impounded on March 13th under the Convention on International Trade of Endangered Species, or the CITES Treaty. Mahoganies listed under the CITES Treaty prevent its unsustainable or illegal exploitation. The Brazilian CITES Authority has said the timber was logged illegally, but the authority has told us that a provisional court decision in Brazil forced it to allow the export of the cargo, the spokesman speaking from Berlin told Reuters in London. In Brazil, there is a court case pending, so at the moment we cannot be sure whether the timber has been illegally cut or not, the spokesman said. Brazil outlawed the trade and transport of mahogany in October after finding 70% of the timber was logged illegally. In December, Brazil extended the ban to logging. The Brazilian environment agency IBAMA is appealing against a Brazilian court decision to allow limited exports by companies that can show they logged the timber before the bans were enforced. IBAMA estimates there is as little as 8 years of mahogany left in the Amazon at current rates of deforestation. Environmental pressure group Greenpeace is appealing against a British High Court decision that ruled in favor of allowing a similar shipment of mahogany to enter Britain. A spokesperson for Greenpeace said, "The action by Germany highlights the utter hypocrisy of the UK government, which is supposedly committed to stopping the illegal timber trade." The German spokesman said Germany would hold on to the 300 cubic meter cargo which arrived at the port of Hamburg unless Brazilian authorities gave it the all clear. Activists, including the Greenpeace executive director Gerd Leopold, had earlier attempted to prevent the unloading of the vessel at the port of Hamburg, which carried the banned mahogany timber from the Brazilian Amazon. The story was written by Stefano Obrogi of the Reuters News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.